take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting, overindulgence, carelessness, neglect.
Oh, God! Oh, God! Now, worthy, oh, God!
Jesus don't come today.
Although
I'd like to have him come, but I sure hope he doesn't. Anybody know why? Does anybody know what that phrase means? That word of God, huh? Shut your mouth, then. All I do is ask a simple question. Anybody know what the word, what it means? Are you ready? One fellow called me almost every day. I think he's about 63 years old, something like that. Aye. Can't you do something about the way you look at me? You're not going to do it now because I told you you have to do that on practice, see? Because when I start talking, I shock you. And that's the kind of look at you.
Thank you.
You're not ready for me, are you? See, that's what being ready. Ready means to be prepared. To anticipate. And to perpetuate. Not bad for an old heart, huh? They're those words, aren't they, Scott? Just not going to do it. Boy, if I did like you folk, I'd never be in this pool.
Amen.
Our Lord.
Let me just say one more thing to you people. You sitting right here, and of course those out there, but you are the focal point. Not many going to be saved.
Amen.
And we've got so disillusioned today that is, doesn't even shake us. Before I came out of the radio room, I was looking at a news item again. I don't look at the news as much as I used to because it's too overwhelming. There's no way to describe to you the atrocity, the depravity, the corruption that's in this world is so strong out there that it even affects us here. If we weren't in this little cold protection where God somehow has angels around about us, boy, there would be no one standing in this place. Now you're going to contradict me on that, huh? Well, Jesus talked about this time. Sure did. See, this is what I said to y'all. Yeah. He did. He said there will be a time of tribulation such as there was not. Who can fathom that? I mean, we've heard of all kinds of tragedies down through history. I mean, Noah's day there were billions killed.
My Lord.
Sodom and Gomorrah, a couple hundred thousand, maybe a couple hundred million, who knows? I mean, of course, that's in the book. And that book, it doesn't hardly mean a thing to anybody today. I'd like to know why you folk react to me like that. Why do you want to sit there every time I make a statement and say, well, that ain't quite so? Hard for you to believe there's really only one man on the face of the earth, who's actually telling the truth. You see, the only one man who declares the whole counsel, who deals with the whole aspect of human life, preparing for it. See, it's too much for you. It's just too much. We're ever learning. We have so much up here. And see, I go on and talk about it all day long. We just don't have the mentality to grasp it. Maybe I'll tell you a story, okay? In the newspaper today, there was a whole list again of the two cities. Can you sense I'm listening? Can you sense I'm listening? Now, I'll tell you what. Look around at your brother and sister and look at their faces and tell me if you get a conception that they are hearing me. I don't see it. Satan has blinded our minds.
Yes.
Thou knowest not that you're wretched.
Wretched.
Miserable. Poor. Blind.
Hear it? Hear it!
Yes. Yes, we are.
Hear it?
Oh, yeah.
Blind!
Yes.
Can't see far off!
No.
Lord.
Oh, God. My Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Then instead of humbling yourself down and say, God help me. I was thinking about that. Everybody's worried about me falling. And they say, I fall once in a while. But now it ended. So do you.
Amen.
Physically, mentally, emotionally, we are in a fallen state. And unless God somehow stops that fall, we're going to go all the way down. We are part of the fallen humanity. Not me. And some folks were talking about putting the railings up to hold me up. And as I stepped out of the radio room, I thought about an old saying we used to say years ago. Hey, hold me up in prayer.
Amen.
You want to hold me up? Would you like a railing to me? Most of you folk can't even hardly pray.
Amen.
It's amazing. The other day I heard a man calling. He was crying. And I wanted to play it on the air because I thought maybe it might inspire some of you people. Oh, it's a buzz there. The prayer room today was it a blessing to me. Sitting out there alone by himself, see? Heard some of you folk here the way. To a hungry soul, see? To a hungry soul. Someone's really hungry. Even this bitter time of prayer is sweet. Oh, you think, why do I always have to say, come on, shout, rejoice? Why can't you automatically, when you hear the truth, respond like you ought to? Why won't you do it? You stop up your rebellious house. I destroy.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You see, brother and sister, in order to you to go on to perfection, you're going to have to be transformed in your prayer life, in your daily life. This is the reason why God brought us here, so that we'd be completely different to the world. Think different, act different, walk different. Because we believe in it. Never mind, God is not going to work. It's not going to work again. They said they won't make any effort to stir up the gift of God within them. You see me walk that door? Do I walk like I'm ready?
Hallelujah.
But you see how quickly I get ready? Hallelujah. Because I'm prepared for it.
Yes. Hallelujah.
How's that? Couldn't just stand real still? Just go to hell. I ain't going to do it.
Glory,
you know, whether you people realize it or not, we're coming down. Never mind, they're not going to hear me, God.
Hallelujah.
They're hardened. They have stiffened their neck and they've hardened their heart. They murmur and they complain. And all I'm trying to do is help your people to get into the spirit of worship. Praise God.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Well, bless you. Look, I'll tell you. Every time you want to tell me that you're repenting or you're doing right, you just tell me, and then I'll either sanction it or I won't. I will not play with you. If you're not responding right, I will tell you. If you are, I will sell you that too. Yes, I will. I will be faithful to you in your relationship with God. Yourself to come to hear.
Glory God.
Thank you, Lord.
You hear the cry of the Holy Spirit. He that has ears, hear, let him hear. Let him hear what? What the Spirit said. Well, most folks don't have the Spirit.
Jesus.
15 minutes now. Thought I could change your face a little bit.
Bless you, Jesus.
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
All you got to do is get a vision of Jesus here.
There it is.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
When I look upon his face, the one who saved me. Tell you a story. There's two cities in northern Syria that IS has taken over. And the streets are lined with bodies, no heads. Fence posts lined with bodies with no heads. And the people just walking by like nothing happened. Babies, women, children. Did you hear what I say? Yeah. See, just look at the way you respond. Eating, drinking, buying, selling. Business is still going on now. Stores are still open, restaurants are still going.
My Lord.
Are you pay my hair in me or are you playing dumb again?
My Lord. Oh,
Jesus. Oh,
bless you, Jesus.
It's just too much, isn't it?
Oh, glory to God.
And then just yesterday, Irish stole 21 jets. Our world. way to start with them. Hey, this, then here these damn preachers, these evil men who call themselves men of God, Christian leaders. Hey, sometimes I wish, boy, they could get it. And the Bible said that too. It said, these prophets prophesy lies in my name. I accept them not. They say sword and famine will not come to this place. And you must sword and famine, I will destroy them lying damn prophets. Try to convince me you listen to me this morning, huh?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
Thank you.
So nonchalant. Amen. Oh, so nonchalant. Amen. You can't describe it because you got your mind on earthly things.
That's right. Amen.
Behold, the day of the Lord cometh.
Yes, Lord.
Bolt with it. Come on, Paul, you can do better. That's so damn tired of that dumbing down look you put on me all the time, the rest of you people sitting there trying to convince me that you're really hearing me, that your face says you don't even know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
yes.
Right, Andrew. Three times, Andrew, I had to ask you this morning. Three times when I was giving you a lead-in. I was actually giving you a lead-in. I said, well, send them to the stars, praise them. The birds, praise them. Andrew! Andrew! Now, hold. See? All you gotta do is be ready for it. What's your expertise, Sam?
Who is the God like that to thee, O Lord?
Well, you'll be ready for me. That's your hope. I might call on you for something.
Amen.
Chris? Twice! Oh, you didn't be ready!
Glory!
Holly!
Hallelujah!
Sister Burgess!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Oh, you have to be ready!
Hallelujah!
Be ready!
Jesus!
What's your expertise?
Right.
What have you practiced long? That I might need to call upon you! You better be ready. And that's what we're trying to do.
Right. Make them ready.
Just get ready.
Amen.
Be ready at all times. Be ready at all to give an answer to the rest of the world why you have gathered in this tabernacle. Why you are living here like this. They call you a bunch of Israel. Boy, why? Are you ready? Do you really know why you're here? Do you really know what? I'm here to hear a problem. Well, you ain't doing too good. The day of the Lord cometh.
Yes.
Now you heard me with that song. Sure you have. Oh, is everybody make a comment about it? Please.
Are you ready?
No. The song say, behold, the day of the Lord cometh. And the day, then I change it, but the day of the Lord is here. Understanding of time.
Glory. Hallelujah. Glory.
An hour with God is about 40 years.
Yeah.
Now, how do we get that? Well, I mean, all these guys ought to turn the time limit apart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
hallelujah. Glory.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I would not have you ignorant of this. One, that I would not have you ignorant of this one thing. If you don't know anything else, know this. I would not have you ignorant of this one thing. I would not have you ignorant of this one. If you don't know anything else, know this one thing. I would
not have you ignorant of this one thing.
One thing.
That the day of day with the Lord. A day with the Lord is, oh, how they tore that apart. How they try to analyze that. It just simply means 1,000 years, as we name it, is a day with the Lord. Well, how do we know about the day of the Lord? In the beginning, he, first day, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day, seventh day. And the evening of the Lord was the first day, the evening of the second day. Why will all you people join in and get this thing down inside of you? Well, repetition is absolutely. First day was the first 1,000 years.
I can't believe
we go over this over and over again and men still argue with this.
Glory God.
Pat Robinson now tells us that anybody believes in a 6,000-year period of time is just an idiot. You're an idiot. You're a fool. The science is taking over now.
Yes, amen.
Glory God.
I'd like to know what you people still sitting here for. If you're not going to somehow humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, I wish you'd get out of my face. I really do. I'm sure you think I'm not. I'm really not. I'm really serious about this. Why do you want to keep playing with God and with me?
Amen.
I mean, if you're not serious about waiting for this day, we got a little more time to go here. And some of you people ain't doing so good.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Worthy, O Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah. Paul said, one time, so I want to come so I can make sure you don't come behind any kid.
Thank you.
That one gift there was so amazing. And how you talk to people, talk to them. Earnestly contend. Earnestly. Sincerely. But does anybody know what the word earnest means? Just, I mean, how's an earnest contend? They that run in the race, they run all.
Run out.
But just because you're running your race don't mean you're running all. You got to finish the race. You might go 99, and you got to finish the race. Come on, people. Yes, I'm running. Got to make 100. There goes old Gina. He can put up. Give me that ring. Behold, the day of the Lord coming. Cruel.
Oh, yeah.
Both with rat. By the way, friends, I'm making a terrible, terrible mistake. I'm reading out of the book.
That's all right. Yes, Lord.
Who in heaven's name gonna believe that? I've often told you the story, the first lesson I learned about that.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Yes,
I stepped down, I told you. I must have told this story dozens of times over the years. I was in Allentown, Pennsylvania. I went to preach on the local station there. Look at these people. Look at them. Nobody recalls. They're waiting to go fuzzy. What's he talking about? Huh? I told you, I came down the steps. At the bottom of the steps was a man who owned the station. Brother, WSAN, brother. Carl.
Yes,
WSAN. Sunday morning preaching on there. Look at these. I'm taking it. You're trying to figure out what I'm talking about. Well, our minds are some, aren't they?
Okay.
And that's how mine got so many thoughts.
Hallelujah.
And I don't care how many times you hear me tell stories. Watch out. Why? I got to tell a story 50 years ago. And I tell them almost identical every time. Hardly ever changed.
Glory.
Amen.
You know, when they interrogate you in a place, they have you repeat something over and over again. They see if they can catch a little deviation. Well, God had me repeating these things over and over again, and there's no deviation. No, I tell it just like it was. Yeah. I didn't talk about you. I know you. God knows you.
Glory.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
I was a young fella.
Yes.
19, probably 19. I quit my work right off the bat when God called me.
Yeah.
Started suffering very little money.
Oh,
I told you I preached, pastor up there.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Pottsville, Schuylkill Haven. Wilkes-Barre area. I told you I pastored three churches called the German Eldership Church of God.
Amen.
Told you how I ran out of coal. You showed the brothers up there had a coal mine.
Hallelujah.
I told you I went with the church one morning, Sunday morning. I said, "Boy, brothers, would you all let me have some coal? It costs $4 a ton."
Yeah, amen.
You're not even capable of it. You think right. That's why we can talk about that stuff over there. You don't pay us.
Yeah.
Somehow we can't picture walking down the street and seeing a bunch of dead bodies laying there.
Yeah,
no heads on, and just keep running. That's where you're.
Yeah.
That's where we walk around. About the truth of it. Everybody's story don't mean anything. Because you understand people. That when I come up to start as a young man, you can get a job. I had a job.
Hallelujah.
I was telling Brother Caleb yesterday. I said, the first job I had a union job.
Mm-hmm.
40-hour week,
right.
$42 a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I got paid.
Right. Good money back then.
And union wages.
Yes, Lord.
So look at we're just incapable, aren't we? We've been so blessed with so much that we can't picture. And then I quit that job.
Yeah, amen.
To be a preacher.
My Lord. Bless you.
And right away I started to go without no money.
Right.
Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
I told you the story of the old Cadillac Pontiac dealer who got mad at me through our barn because I wouldn't drink with him.
Yeah.
And that probably would have got me in trouble if I wouldn't have said to him. What did I say?
Said, "I'm not good enough to drink."
But Danny would have got me through out the barn.
No, I'm telling you what happened.
He said, "Me, my pastor drink with me."
Right.
Yes, I said, "Well, then you and him are going to go to hell. Get out of my barn."
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to throw me out of my barn?
Yeah.
Well, you told me we're going to go to hell. Yeah, some of you both don't get right with God. You're going to go to hell from this place.
Right.
Amen.
My Lord.
Amen.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Have your way, Lord.
Oh. Your attitude towards God and towards one another.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Fighting, contentious, murmuring, complaining.
Yes,
you're going to go to hell unless you get a change of heart. Well, you ain't got no right to talk to go to hell again.
Amen.
I don't have no right to talk to you. I've been trying to talk to you about you. He's upholding you by his right hand of power.
Glory, God. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory, God.
Wonderful
Jesus.
I can say all kinds of stories about that. I created a job. Moved up there. I was averaging about $7 a week.
Glory.
Pastoring three churches.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there. And I was doing it in a prosperous time.
Right.
Hallelujah.
I'd read that scripture in the Bible. The apostle said, look, you got seven men. Mm-hmm. We're going to get yourself to prayer mm-hmm. and the preaching. And that's what I did.
Yeah.
I just quit working on a job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, more than life.
He did that.
I told you, destroyed it up.
Glory.
And the refrigerator got paid for. When I asked the brothers for some coal, I thought they'd go to give me a ton of coal. They went down to the basement of the church and brought me a bucket of coal. I had a great big old furnace. You're so hard to talk to because you have no conception of this kind of living. And then we say, well, we're having a tough around here. Yeah, back in those days up in the north, they had a great big furnace that they would put in. They would burn coal. And I'm up in the coal regions. Rick Barrow and coal regions. They called it the coal regions. Why? Not because it was cold. Coal. C-O-A-L.
Right.
Coal.
Yes.
I see snow that high up there many times. Yeah. I can tell you stories all day long about it.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Lord God. Bless the Lord God.
These are the experiences that somebody asked me, how do you keep going? I think about the experiences. Right. Through it all.
Through it all.
And I'm going to tell you this again. You're stupid thinking. If you think I was an exceptionally holy boy at that time, you're crazy. I was a young guy full of all kind of youthful lust and things. And still God blessed me, sustained me, forgave me, and showed me mercy to where he brought to where I am today. Would you like to describe some of the things you did through in your youthful days? Maybe God ought to show you. So you would understand what mercy is all about. That's why we do it. That's why we do it each other. We can get mercy. Look how merciful I am to you today. Because boy, it's amazing. God will just wipe you right out. It's astonishing. You sit right in his presence and we play hanky-panky with God. Look at somebody else, see how they respond. Why don't you get right? Just assume it's just you and the Lord here.
Yeah, right. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Maybe you haven't spent much time with the Lord. You ever get along with the Lord, boy? He don't play with you.
No.
You get along with God, you get honest with God before God and yourself, and he'll put his big old finger right on you. Put it right on you, boy. And he'll make your big old eye just stick right up there, boy. I tell right now, some of you folk haven't been along with the Lord for a while. You tell that.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord. Amen. Thank you, God.
Yeah, I came down that morning, and I was a young fellow, and I got to the bottom of the step, and a man stepped out. He said, hey, preacher, I'm the owner of the station. Well, that excited me. You know the owner of the stations I deal with? You know to talk to you, hope, and talk to this world, and watch how they continually challenge me. I'm on four, five. On WRMI, that was former Family Radio.
Oh, Jesus, thank you, Father.
Man, I said, no, Family Radio's on its way out.
Yeah, amen.
Oh, no, I said, yeah.
Thank you, Father.
I somehow like to tell you folks, because you can see the magnitude. But we're not capable, are we? For some reason, we got so much up here.
My Lord.
And a little peanut brain. Yeah, you got a little peanut brain, and you're trying to cram too much in it.
My Lord.
You ought to just get that one thing.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
flesh alone. Oh, God.
The man said to me, hey, preacher, because he had a bunch of preachers on Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Money.
Yeah.
I've learned over the years that whenever you buy time on a station on Sunday morning, you have to pay double time.
Yeah.
Because it's prime time.
Yeah.
Most of those stations don't have gospel during the week.
Yeah,
and they have it on Sunday because it's mandated,
yes, sir,
by the FCC,
amen,
that they got to give some time to religion.
Amen.
So that's why these stations put preachers on.
Amen.
How do you like that?
Glory.
You bet old guy knows all that stuff.
My Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Well. Gonna let them stars and shine lights I'll do you again.
Huh? Praise the Lord.
Well, I don't think you're preaching the word of God, Brother. It was a sermon. Take a text. Give us an outline.
Glory.
I've done that too.
Yep.
You folks still don't believe I went to, I graduated from many, many authorized Bible schools. I did not attend a president, but I took the correspondence courses.
Amen.
I passed Herbert W. Armstrong, High in College, Flying. World Tomorrow Bible Class.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Come, Lord.
Amen.
Free Methodist. I told you the other day how I learned Robert's Rule of Orders. Some of you folks don't even know who Robert is. But for years and years, he was the one that said parliamentary law. But was that the parliamentary law? Yeah. How to run a business meeting. How to operate a corporation legally and morally.
Yeah.
I passed the test with 99%. So I know the procedure. I know how to secretly use money so you wouldn't even know it.
Right.
See, I haven't done that. You people don't realize how open I've been with you about money.
Praise
the Lord.
Amen.
Bless you, Lord.
Bless you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Well, here's what the man said to me. He says, hey, preacher, can you prove to me this is God? Well, I thought that's it. Because at that time, I thought everybody believed in God.
Amen.
I was raised in a society with Baptist, Methodist, Catholic,
yeah,
but we all believed in God.
Amen.
We go and say, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God. Yeah. Anybody living those times at all? Anybody? Am I the only one?
Yep.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I mean, everybody's blessing everybody. God bless you, brother.
Glory.
Yeah.
Glory, God.
I remember, oh, God bless America, land that I love, stand beside her and guide. Woo! Man, your hair would stand up on your head.
Amen, brother.
Oh, yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag, and I remember when they actually put the under God in there, when we first started.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Why won't you people at least try to believe me?
Amen.
That was not in the original pledge. It was added by Congress.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
One nation under God.
Yep.
And just the other day, I heard you listen to Mr. Obama.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Amen.
What am I going to do with you?
Lord Jesus.
Why wouldn't you let some of these things to heart?
Hallelujah.
So that they come back and yell at you for nothing. Yeah. The other day, three times in several months now, I played a little cut on the radio where every president, in fact, every president up to this one, said one nation under God.
Amen.
The Pelosi said it. Clinton said it. I have at least 10 or 15 people say I get a long list of Stair said this and Stair said that and Bro Stair said this and they might be hearing. They don't show me what they're saying. I said they didn't hear.
No, sir. Amen. Sorry.
I don't want to mention their name because every time I mention their name, I got my friends back again. I just chuckled at them. You're a bunch of damn fools.
Amen.
That's okay. All right. Hey, folk out there, you got some compadres right here, too.
Hallelujah.
They won't say out loud. They sort of can say, yeah, that old man. Yeah, go ahead, folks. Have fun. Have fun.
Amen. Glory.
I grabbed my Bible.
Amen.
He said, "Prove there's a God." Well, that's no problem.
Grab your Bible.
And I opened up to my favorite verse in the beginning.
Amen.
God. There it is.
Yeah.
There's proof there's a God, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't prove it.
No.
You gotta believe.
Right.
Tell you to come to God in first. Not too many believers. How do you know that? Because you believe in God, then you believe in Christ. And this is the generation that is doing away with Christ. It's called Antichrist. Away with Christ. Instead of Christ. Or above Christ. And when you do that, you're doing away with God.
Amen.
Yet Jesus said, you believe in me? Then you believe in God, say you ought to believe also me.
Right.
And if you don't believe in me, then you don't believe in God.
Amen.
That's why you Muslims out there try to tell me that Jesus Christ, it was not God.
Yeah, amen.
He's God.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
You hear me? You Baptists, you Presbyterians. And if you're going to say he's Lord, then do what he said.
Yeah.
Don't jive around this nonsense.
Amen.
Oh, he's Lord of my life. No, he's not Lord of your life. He wants to get rid of your life and give you his life. He's Lord of his life, not yours.
Glory. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Right then and there, I found out that if somebody's not going to believe, I don't care what you put it from. I've seen miracles happen right in front of you still. I've seen a miracle in this ministry. Still can't convey to you
Hallelujah.
About this ministry.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus.
40 million bucks?
Hallelujah.
This is all we have?
Yeah.
Glory.
Even this?
Glory. Hallelujah.
Yeah, amen.
Take this tabernacle here and put it in this other place. This don't compare.
No.
Yeah, amen.
I think it was around 30,000. What did Timothy? About 30,000 builders? 30,000. And I got this when I sold the motel. God gave me the money, said build a
house.
In fact, as I drove up the highway yesterday, I said to Brother Caleb, Brother Dennis, I said, see that there lawn stuff over there where they grow lawns? I said, that's where we got our grass for the tabernacle.
Yeah, okay. Yes, sir.
Yeah, we did not grow that grass.
Yeah.
We bought that sod from that company over there,
yeah.
And they delivered it up here and laid it down for us.
Yeah.
So we had instantaneous grass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
There's how I go by the place, I look at it. Bring back some little memories.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Show me where.
Brought me from.
Every time I drive on Highway 15, I get memories.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Precious memories.
Yeah. Oh, yes, Lord.
How they linger. How they ever flood my soul.
Oh, yes, Lord.
In the stillness of this midnight.
Glory.
Precious memories of things untold.
Amen.
Here
we are. Yeah, amen.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Jesus.
The dead Lord coming.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm going to read these verses if I can without commenting, because I got something I really want to go for them. Maybe by that time you might be ready to hear it.
Oh, Jesus.
I wish you folks would stop mocking me. If you're not going to start believing me without hesitation, then stay out of the dining room, stay out of the tabernacle, and get off these grounds. We're looking for believers. Not on your term, but on God's terms. If you don't understand that, then you are, I'm telling you, you better take warning to me, because God's not going to, He's not going to allow people to get in that ark.
No.
He's not going to do it.
No.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Cut my head off all you want to hang it on a tree. Don't make any difference. You better sober up.
Thank you, Lord.
I mean, what's so hard about upholding a man, the one man that preaches the truth? Well, what's so hard about it? No. Maybe you don't like me telling you that the day of the Lord's hand, because you got plans, huh?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I heard a little phrase the other day, one of your brothers, and I said, boy, I got myself in a mess. I had to tell you that before you did it. Start out with your own belief. Because something had to do with you, I said, you should do it. And I don't believe that. Starts out with your apostasy. You start drawing away from your believing.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you, Lord. Going to get in a mess. Ain't that right?
Yes,
but the only way God's ready to save some of you is by fire.
My Lord. Oh, yes, Lord.
And others saved with fear. Pulling out of the fire. And others have compassion.
Hallelujah. Yes,
making
Lord.
A difference.
Yes, God. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when I make a difference, so you people get mad at me because I might treat that a little different.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
We're just not a people under God, are we? We're still people who want to exalt ourselves above. We still don't get the idea that. Yeah, I will. It has nothing to do with you.
Oh.
You got to get rid of it. Give it up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I surrender all. The stars of heaven, the Lamb will be desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to go back again and argue with folks about the sinning business, and I'll mention that in just a minute because it's something the Pope said the other day. For the stars of heaven and the constellation thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened, you're going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. Now, anybody who's ever really listened to me, I told you the fulfillment of that scripture.
Yes, sir.
For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. See, back in a bygone day, God had powerful men of God. They weren't perfect in their theology, but they were perfect in what God gave them.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Peter, do you understand that? They were walking in the light that God gave them.
Hallelujah.
All God gave Martin Luther was the judge who lived by faith.
Yes.
Everything else he screwed up on.
Amen.
On his theology, he was absolutely. And the only encounter when he came down to die was that one thing right there. His theology screwed him up. But when he came down to die, knew he was dying, The just, Martin. The just shall live by faith. Oh, but have you ever heard his, the pier stood by his bedside, heard him crying, groaning. Oh, please, for God's sake, stop that.
Thank you, Lord.
We used to show motion pictures, and we said one about Martin Luther. And in it, they showed his dying.
Right.
And he had his faithful family around him.
Yeah,
you know, a few of the people.
Right.
And he's wrestling. He's wrestling with, they know he's dying.
Yeah,
and so all that happened to him now means nothing. Now he's going to judgment.
Amen.
And even as a groaning, just like David wrote.
Yes, sir, exactly like David.
Jesus. Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
And all I want that light that God burned in his soul, the church, shall live by faith.
Glory!
If you live by faith, you can also die by faith. You folks think you're going to get me to back away from the faith?
No.
Knowing more about me than I ever knew my whole life?
No.
Knowing more about him? Because the more I know about me, the more I know about him.
Yes,
yes sir. Because he knows me. He knows you.
Yes.
Sinners, I will punish the world for their evil. And the wicked for their iniquity. I will cause the arrogance of the proud to cease. And I will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make a man more precious than fine gold. Even a man than the golden wedge of oak. Therefore I will shake the heavens and the earth. She'll remove out of her place. Do you understand what's going on the earth today? Do you understand how much the earth has already been shaken? It's not on an exact orbit like it was before. If it moved, it's changed. Hey, Peter Bright! All things are not continuing as they were. We've taken so many minerals out of the ground. We've messed so much up there in the air. Of course, the hand of God behind it.
That's right.
I will shake the heavens and the earth, sure you at her place, in the wrath of the Lord of hosts and in the day of his fierce anger. It shall be as a chaste roe, and as a sheep that no man taketh up. They shall every man turn to his own people.
Right.
Nations. I can't believe that you people question me on things like that. What do you think these people, when they come into the United States, what they do? They go to their own nation. We are a divided nation. Mexicans. Hondurans. Japanese community. Chinese. Hungarian.
Yes, sir.
Our nation is divided up by thy nations.
Absolutely.
Who's your good to do with me? Well, it has to do with how you believe the word of God.
Amen.
Maybe what's going on over there in Syria that doesn't affect you, but it has to do with the word of God that you say you believe it. And it is affecting us, whether we like it or not.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Don't have the ability.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
They just don't have it. They never cultivate it.
Thank you, Lord.
Everyone that is found shall be thrust through.
Hallelujah.
Everyone that is joined unto them shall fall by the sword. Your children also to be dashed to pieces before their eyes.
Yes.
Want to go and take a look at them?
Yeah, amen.
Huh? You see what they're doing to your children in America?
Oh, yes.
You know. I was telling the brothers yesterday, I can't even do the words. But they have a little thing put out there today, a bunch of little girls. They call them little princesses. Dress them up real nice, and they taught them how to rap. And they rap with their F word all through the place. These little kids.
Yeah,
these little girls.
Yes, sir.
Lord.
Amen. The little girls. Say, we're women. All you want to do is F us. You know,
yeah, right.
Amen.
And
they
yes, sir.
On TV.
Yeah.
Little kids. Little girls. Yeah, and them little girls, they're just going right at them. Shall not I take vengeance?
Yes, sir.
In such a nation
as this.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Do it, Lord. Amen.
And that's what makes me mad about these damn preachers. I'll read some of their statements in a little. They're called Christian leaders.
Thank you, Lord.
Dr. James Dobson, Billy Graham, Christian leader. Yes, they're Pope along Christian leaders. Joel Osteen, Christian leaders.
Oh, yeah.
Pat Robertson, Christian leaders. Why the hell will you come and find a Christian leader, you devils out there? You want to hear the truth? I'll tell it to you. Hey, you want to have a press conference? Come on and press me. Well, you might as well join the press because you're all pressing. Y'all going to prep me one way or the other. Oh, we want to hear a word from the Lord. Did I give you words from the Lord? I don't mean that. A famine in the land.
Oh, yeah.
For the hearing of the word of God.
Yes, Lord.
And I told you. See, that little scripture was made real to me by Brother Pringle.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I said, Brother Pringle, you got it all wrong.
Yeah,
amen. Well, he used to preach it like there was a famine because the people wouldn't hear it.
Right.
Or there was nobody would preach it.
Right.
But that's just not true. Because the word of God being preached,
amen.
And the truth of the matter is people will not hear. But it was something that God did,
God.
Not that men did.
Yeah.
And it's preceded by, for I will send a famine in the land. That's how, not just there'll be a famine in the land. No. That's how it reads. No. Don't torture me. I dealt with them long before you showed your peanut brains around here. For God's sake, I will send a famine in the land. I will. I will do it. I will send them a strong illusion. I will do it, says God. Behold, I will stir up the Medes. Medes. Iraqis. The Medes. Surrounding territory. The Medes. The Medes. You were not told about the Medes and the Persians? The two horns? God said they're again. Go ahead. Break that thing right out. Go ahead. The land of the Chaldeans. Damascus. Jonah's Nineveh place?
Yeah.
The Medes?
Yeah. Mesopotamia.
Hello?
Amen.
Hey!
Yes. Yes.
You haven't heard about that?
Yes.
Yes. They're going to dash your children to pieces. They're going to cut their heads off. They're going to rape you.
Yeah,
I was telling the brothers yesterday, a young girl was captured by them. She was raped 30 times in 1 hour.
Yeah.
She finally was able to get a phone call out to her. She said, would you please tell the authorities to bomb this building?
Yes, sir. Yeah,
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
See, what kind of life have I got to have? Even if I got out of here, I'm wrecked. I'm torn.
Amen.
They tore our body apart. And our damn president and all the rest of our congressmen sit up here. Hypocrites.
Amen.
What a hypocritical nation. They spent so much money for this election coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Trillions.
Yeah,
trillions.
Yes.
Trillions.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Compassion, land, and sea. To get somebody to vote for who they want to vote for.
Yeah,
you won't lift a finger. You're just not going to stand with me, are you, folks?
Oh, yes.
You can sit there and come on. Yeah, well. They're going to come to me one of these days.
Mm.
There they are. And I told you this all along. It might be better if you folk ain't around.
Amen.
Hey, all you scaredy cats.
Oh, Jesus.
All you folks that don't think we're in dangerous times
or
to work out the fear of God in your life, get out of here. Go back to your old life. Go ahead.
Amen.
Go ahead. Go on home.
Oh, thank you, Father.
You do remember when Gideon went to the last test, he sent those others.
Mm-hmm.
The other one went freely. But when he got down to the last one, God told him, showed the 300, he said, you send the rest home.
Right.
You get them out of here.
Amen.
Come on, they were all wanting to fight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
He drank the water, right?
He put them to a test. He said, now you send them home.
Right.
Get them out of here.
Yeah.
This is what I'm going to do.
Yep. Amen. That's
right.
Amen. Amen. First one, they said, you're afraid? Cool.
Hallelujah.
You want to crush me on that too, huh?
Amen. He sent them out.
Gideon said, no, you guys ain't going with me.
Right.
Amen. Why? I made a judgment.
Hallelujah.
God told me I could tell who.
Yes.
Right.
Get home.
Amen.
Lord.
You're not going to share in this glory.
Glory
to God.
Amen.
Oh,
yes. Hallelujah.
Only one voice, people.
Amen.
Only one man.
Amen. Lord. That's right.
And
oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Behold, I will stir up the Medes against them, which shall not regard silver, and as for gold, they shall not delight in it. Isn't that so?
Amen.
These people aren't fighting for gold and silver. They're fighting for a religious cause.
Lord.
Amen.
These people are dying for it. The bow also shall dash the young men to pieces. He shall have no pity on the fruit of the womb.
My Lord.
And their eyes shall not spare children. In Babylon, the glory of the kingdom, the beauty of the Chaldean's excellency, shall be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah.
Oh, God. Yes.
Now, we can pit apart Babylon all we want to, but we have local Babylon. But we also have all these local Babylons that are contributing to the international worldwide Babylon.
Amen.
The world's in confusion.
Amen.
Nobody has any answer for the problems of the world.
No.
No, that's right. Especially the men of God, so to speak.
Hallelujah.
And the reason why they don't is because they ignore one simple biblical truth. The second coming of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You have any hope in any part of this world system, you're miserable.
Amen.
The world is only going to end when Jesus comes.
Amen.
And it's going to be a devastating end. And to this end we believe. To this end we pursue.
Yes.
Sure wish somebody get excited with me. Only Graham, Billy Graham, didn't hold quite as positive an opinion about America as Dobson. Where Dobson said America is sliding down, Graham said America already is dead.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Even though America is just as wicked as Solomon and Gomorrah ever were, Billy Graham thought it now.
Yep.
And it, as deserving of the judgment of God, God would spare us. See, he really, missed it. He really did. See? See, damn God talking about the wickedness. Now look, God would spare us if we were earnestly praying with hearts that have been cleansed and washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Now that's what praying for. God's not going to spare us. It's not going to do it. See, deep preachers want to save their life in this world. Their whole hope is in this world. So they want God to save America. God's not going to save America and the world except by the return of Jesus Christ, for he will reign over all the earth. They still hope that somehow there's salvation in man. And there isn't any. Graham did offer the hope of prayer like Hezekiah, who prayed when his city was threatened by the invading army and the entire army of Sennacherib was destroyed. And like Elijah prayed, and God sent fire from heaven to consume the offering of the altar he had built in the presence of God's enemies. And Jesus prayed at the door of the tomb of Lazarus. And the one, see, again, in fact, I'll probably do that again, because you see, where these men are missing, where you're missing it, where most people have missed it, is that there's this thing that God did in the past that he's not going to do it this time.
Amen.
He's not going to do it. It's a different time. It's the last time. Time he would bring a deliverance.
Yeah.
He would teach us a lesson. They were written for our learning to bring us to the end time.
Yeah.
And now this is it. No more repentance is going to be accepted. No church membership. No. America and the world is not going to be spared.
Yeah.
It's going to be destroyed.
Yeah.
And the only hope you have in that is that will be the coming of Jesus Christ. Turn on the radio any way you want. You don't find anybody, no man anywhere, emphasizing that this is it.
When
they got $10 million of dollars, they built kingdoms. When I got them, I talked about a kingdom.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
When they got the millions of dollars, they built kingdoms. When I got them, I talked about the kingdom. Let me try. I did it twice now. When they did it, it meant that they built kingdoms. When I did it, I talked about a kingdom. And three times now, I guess the shares ought to pray me a little bit. We've got some glory. You see, you mean to tell me you just both don't know what I just said? Are you going to tell me that? And this is the way you respond to it, what I just said? We are. This is a generation that says no to God, period. It really is.
Right.
I quote the scriptures to you and many of them. And the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached.
Amen.
Into all the world. And there's no way you're going to separate the end of the world from the coming of Christ.
Amen.
They are simulcast.
Yes.
They will take place at the same time.
Hello?
I see why some of you folks don't want to hold me up. Rather drag me down.
Thank you.
You're gonna blow your little balloon up in the air. Pop it up. Well, a glorious thing it would be if millions of us would avail ourselves of the great privilege this side of heaven.
Thank you.
a prayer. Man's not going to do it. They're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. Most of you won't even do it. Yet they repented not. When's the last time you repented of your rebellion? Your sorcery. Your false charges. Sitting your nose in God's business when you ought to take care of your own. I'm in trouble again. I must be about my Father's business, huh? Well, then, the Father's business is found in Jesus Christ. And He came to do the Father's business. That was to forgive sinners. Yes. And how people mock me when I tell them, suppose He was sent from God the Father to find sinners. The Word of God was sent. And the Word of God does not return void. When He went back, He had to come back with a regular sinner. Figure out the man could say eternity so he was 10,000 years. The problem of the world will never be, now listen, Billy Graham thought, the problem of the world will never be settled unless our national leaders go to God in prayer. No way. That's not what you're saying, listen. If only they would discover the power and wisdom that there is in reliance upon God, we could soon see the solution to the great problem that faced the world. And when the Jews come, then would we? We can solve our own problems. That's right. Oh, Graham, you are becoming an unbeliever, sir. Oh, Dr. James Dodson, you're an apostate. Hey, you big shot preachers, you're liars.
Amen. Absolutely.
The only message you ought to do is preach the present truth. This is the last generation. Jesus Christ is coming in your last time. And unto them that look for Him shall He appear. Now this is really interesting. Pope Francis. Great corruption is a greater evil than sin. You got it, Pope. You got corruption. Iniquity. Corruption is a greater evil than sin. I didn't say it wasn't evil.
No.
See, you're not, I try to tell you, but we're not dealing with your sins. The hell you guys?
Jesus.
I said we're not dealing with your sins. They've been dealt with.
Yes.
Period. It's just iniquity.
Yes.
Corruption is like bad breath, says the Pope. It's hard for one who has it to realize it. Others realize it and have to tell them. I'll tell you about your bad breath. Corruption. Yeah, just so he said the word corruption, I knew he was talking about iniquity. Because iniquity abounds, the love of many waxes cold. And I told you what that meant. It's not many people loving God. It's the love for God waxing cold.
Yes.
When you left your first love, that was God's love. the further you get away from it, the colder you get.
Yes,
but see, most of us haven't got far enough away yet. So we're lukewarm. Lazy in church. Because thou sayest, I'm rich and increase with good. So you are lukewarm. You need the hot or cold. You look warm. You make me sick.
Jesus.
Yeah, Billy Graham, you make God sick.
Amen.
Right.
You preachers in America, you false prophets of Baal, you stubbornness. Yes. You damn fool. Right. We're going to find out, both you and me, that the things that I said about people, they're going to come to a final judgment. If I spoke the lie, then I'm going to pay for that lie. You see, you damn fools, you think I'm playing around? You think I don't know all these things you're trying to warn me about? In an address to the delegation of the International Association of Penal Law, Francis commented on a variety of troubling international legal issues, including the widespread problem of corruption, which is called a greater evil, which he called a greater evil than sin. Iniquity. It's everywhere.
Amen.
It seeks its own. It magnified itself. Remorse is possibly only when one is aware of evil.
Hallelujah.
Which is not the case with a corrupt person. After having escaped the corruption that is in the world. It's a corrupt world.
Amen.
It's a iniquitous world.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Every race wants to exalt itself above others.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah.
And this old Farrakhan again. Man, what a lying dog.
Yeah, amen.
I hope somebody heard me.
Yeah, amen.
Hey, Mr. Farrakhan, you want to put me on your platform with you, sir?
Yeah, amen.
Forked tongue.
Yeah.
Of course, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, they like to do that. Uh-huh. Amen.
Call a white man devils.
Right. Yeah, amen.
There's no devils amongst black folk, is there?
Right. Amen.
Racism.
Yeah.
Nationalism.
Yeah, amen. Mm. Yes, sir.
All in the name of God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, you know God,
sir.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hey, Buzz, tell you, listen to Mr. Manning up there. Hey, Mr. Manning, you say you're servant of the Lord, then you should know that I am the servant of the Lord, sir. You go to him, have him put me on his program.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Dogs. Blaspheme the name of God. Judaizers. Messianic Jews. Does not perceive his corruption, or the iniquitous person does not recognize his own iniquity. For this reason, it's difficult for the corrupt person to get out of his state through remorse of conscience. What a mistake! You understand that? His conscience is so seared that he don't say, "Woe is me." He only do that. Remorse of conscience. Boy, you lose the sensitivity of God dealing with you consciously. And it doesn't bring any hardening of heart, hardening of mind. And there's no remorse. No woe is me. I mean, really, woe is me. No.
Right.
How you doing? How you doing? Hmm? The scandalous concentration of global wealth, said Francis, is possible through the connivance of political authorities. He talked pretty high above our head, didn't he? He should be saying that all this stuff that's going on in the world has to do with the corruption or the iniquity of man. Corrupt, destitute, corrupt minds, destitute concerning the truth. The corrupt person goes through life taking the shortcuts of opportunism with an air of innocence, wearing the mask of an honest person, which he begins to believe. That's too much, isn't it? And those words are too much for us intellectuals, isn't it? The corrupt person goes through life taking the shortcut of opportunism, whatever he's, with an air of innocence.
Hallelujah.
Wearing the mask of an honest person. I tell the truth. Which he begins to believe. The corrupt person cannot accept criticism, discredits everyone who criticizes him, and tries to belittle any moral authority who would question him. Does not value others and insults anyone who thinks differently. If the balance of power permits, he persecutes anyone who contradicts him. Well, somebody said, well, sir, that pretty much talks about you. Yeah, but I'm not corrupt, see? Because I believe in that. I believe in authority, divine authority, period. That settles it. No, your opinion don't mean a damn thing.
Hallelujah.
When I even told you how God had a ripped measure, you keep going to the people trying to get them to strengthen you. He said, I told you, don't do that anymore. And I, hell with you. You don't want to take the opportunity to hold my hands up. Then I'll find somebody who will. God will find somebody to hold my hands up. They will. You want to drag me down, drag me out. All because of your own iniquity, because you want to be where you're not supposed to be.
Right.
Oh, there's right there, Joe.
Oh, Archie. Yes,
Father. Do you think you're the only one? No. I am the only one. The one man on this world. Ah, for all these people? Yeah, no, this for this people.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
According to Francis, the problem is widespread. Corruption has become natural, a personal and social custom, a common practice in common commercialism and financial transactions, in public procurement, in any negotiations involving states and authority. The panorama is not pretty. There are no quick fixes. Penalties are selective. They are like a net that captures only the small fish while leaving the big ones free in the sea. Still, the Lord never tires. Again, he won't do like what he's supposed to do.
Hallelujah.
The Lord never tires of knocking on the doors of the corrupt. Corruption is powerless against the hope.
Hallelujah.
Well, God is not going to knock on the doors. He's going to shut the door.
Amen.
On the corrupt world. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again.
Amen.
Now this is talking about unbelief. Primarily it's talking about Israel or Judah, but he's talking about unbelief.
Amen.
If you become an unbeliever, he's able to graft you back in again.
Amen.
For if thou were cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, I already told you before that Judaism is a fig tree. Israel is the olive tree.
Amen.
For not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceit, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles come in.
Amen.
And so all of us shall be saved, as is written, as come out of Zion, as deliver, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. Now, I'm reading from Romans, and you can take time to read them. Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I'm of Paul, and I have Apollos, and I have Cephas, and I have Christ. I never could understand why people keep kicking at me when I try to tell you what that is. One says I'm black, another says I'm white, another says I'm Jewish. Another one says I'm Baptist.
Amen.
Well, I'm Presbyterian, Apostolic. I'm Orthodox. Why are you responding like that? Well, why are you? I'm telling you the truth.
Hallelujah.
You are in so-called different divisions there are in the so-called Christian, even amongst the Catholics.
Hallelujah.
They don't have unity. No, they don't.
Hallelujah.
Is Christ divided?
No.
Was Paul crucified for you?
No.
Or were you baptized in the name of Paul?
No.
Or by Paul's authority? No. Thank God I baptized none of you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And you've been right as I'm with Paul. Now, I did baptize a few, you know. For Christ sent me not to baptize. You know, I quote that to men. Why? How come you ain't preaching baptism? And I said, I have not been sent to baptize.
All right.
I'm not against baptism, but I have not been sent to baptize.
Amen. Glory to God.
I don't know. Did I baptize anybody here at all? I don't think I even baptized you, did I, Chris?
My Lord.
Hallelujah.
Anybody here remember me baptizing you?
Hallelujah.
That's how I get home. I haven't baptized one person here.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Wonderful
Amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that
something?
I baptized none.
No.
Thank God. Thank you.
Never question you about your baptism.
Hallelujah.
If you told me you were baptized, I say, okay.
Yep.
Did I even tell you about that? I really believe with all my heart the only one that has the right to baptize anybody would be a pastor.
Yeah, amen.
I really do.
Amen.
I really do.
Yes, sir.
And so we have baptism. I get the pastors out there.
Yes, sir. Yeah, amen. Baptism and evangelism. Yes, sir.
And they do it by my authority.
Right.
Amen.
But not in my name.
No.
No.
What name do you say? Well, we might say hallelujah, glory to God, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
I got to fight this battle with the whole church world, but this house here, you just...
Oh, Jesus.
Brother Pastor back here belonged to a Trinitarian church. That was a Trinitarian church. When they baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. I knew about that before you ever joined. Brother Chris over here, when he came out of the Assembly of God Church. They baptized the Assembly of God Church in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. We got people came out of apostolic churches. The first time I ever dealt with that was a Jesus only group. That's long before the apostolic group that I knew about.
Hallelujah.
It was called Jesus, and they baptized in the name of Jesus only. And the scriptures, and they saw no man. Jesus only.
Amen.
And they would actually baptize you like that.
Right.
I baptize you in the name of Jesus only.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then Brother Brennan come along, he baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Emphatic. Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I read his book before y'all did.
Mm-hmm.
It's in his presence.
Amen.
Yes.
That's why it was such a remarkable thing, because God anointed him so dramatically that people from every church would come to him.
Amen.
The biggest backers he had was the Trinitarians.
Oh, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah.
But when he started to push him out about doctrine,
yes, Lord. Glory.
He always held to baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Specific. I baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Again, not Lord Jesus, not Jesus Christ, not Jesus, Lord Jesus. You got it?
Amen.
Emphatic.
Amen.
Those are the things I've dealt with down through the years. See, I'm the only man that's ever dealt with like I ought to be. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Can you imagine anybody dealing with a bunch of people that were so insistent on how you should be baptized, and I would say to them, there's not one place in the Bible that tells you what to say.
Amen.
Not one.
Amen.
Not a place. Not one reference tells you what to say.
Hallelujah.
It tells you what to do, but it doesn't tell you what to say. It's not what, not one place, not one, not one, not one.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
Now, let me ask you a question here. How many here have been baptized? Look at that. Now I haven't baptized none of you. I must have recognized your baptism, though.
Sure. Praise God.
Thank God. Glory.
Because I believe it's important to be baptized.
Amen.
Amen.
You do.
Yes, Lord.
Repent and be baptized.
Amen.
Repent and do your first works only. Your first works is repentance and baptism.
Amen.
Some of you folk want to get baptized again. Repent over it. We'll do it. We'll get it done. Why are you questioning me?
Hallelujah.
Why are you insisting on that? Huh? Yeah. Do your first works over is an instruction in the book of Revelation. Yeah. When I came up out of the prison house, I got baptized again. Yeah. Yeah, I repented and baptized. Yeah. I did. I was doing my first works over again.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I'm telling you what the first works were. Repent. Repent and be baptized. That's the first works. Why are you kicking back at me? Well, bless you. If I've been baptized right, are you still in question? Then we'll baptize you.
Bless you, Jesus.
And we have the same thing over you.
Amen.
Are you still doubtful? Well, then let's settle it out.
Amen.
We can do that again.
Amen.
Yeah, we can.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Of course, you got to proceed to baptism or repentance now.
Amen.
You know, repentance can really be a very joyful thing.
Hallelujah.
Yes, if you just repent.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Amen.
Because in repentance you get the forgiveness of sin.
Hallelujah.
Nothing more joyful than that.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, the joy of sin forgiven.
Really? Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
If you want joy,
thank you, Father.
Real joy, repent.
Thank you, Father.
Repent of your sins.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Not too many, Lord, is it? Not too many.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not too many. Now, if you people understand what I'm trying to do again this morning, I'm not going to finish a second. See, these preachers infuriate me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Save a Mary.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Bless you.
We're going to come out of it. No, we're not.
Jesus.
We're not coming
Thank
out of
you,
it.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
That's why if you understood that, you could understand the direction of God. Get out of the cities.
Hallelujah.
Get out of debt.
Hallelujah.
Get out of the churches.
Thank you, Lord.
Get out.
Amen.
Get out.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
Stop going to the
Hallelujah.
Doctor.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, how they rail me.
Glory to God. Give this up.
We're going to face the issue with the master of the
system. Oh,
on that note.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
You're still trying to figure it out.
Glory, God. Bless you, Lord. Bless you. Thank you, Lord God. Merciful God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I'd like to know why you're still a non-belief.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. You're long suffering.
I should believe he kept you here. Well, you've been hearing.
Thank you, Jesus.
The dollar's going. America's coming down. They're going to provide all the things you need to sustain this life, but you're going to have pay for it yourself.
Hallelujah.
And what would a man give in exchange for himself?
Glory. That's right. Hallelujah. Bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
See, you're not ready, are you?
Bless you, Jesus. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, bless you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
When I think of all the things that God blessed us here with.
Yes, Lord.
And all that I was telling.
Thank you, Lord.
I believe the brother with me yesterday. Because you see, I took some of those car seats that were down here up to Naomi so she could put them on Craigslist. She said, Daddy, I can't do that. She said, you know that those car seats are outdated and you're not allowed to use them. I said, what are you talking about? She said, birthday mandate, you got to put a little baby in a car seat. That costs $45 or more. Now, you were talking about poor people. Then they say you can only use it for a certain amount of time. Then you got to go get another one. This is the kind of law. This is the kind of law they got passed. What are you going to do here before you got the money? Well, okay, well, the governor gave you one. See? They're giving vaccinations. Go ahead. Go play it again.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
They are planning mass vaccination next year. They're getting all the vaccines in place. They're developing it now. They're creating a fear over in everybody's heart. And they're going to demand that everybody... What are we going to do, folks? Now, I try to tell you how this is going to work, but damn people, you keep fighting me. You keep fighting me.
Hallelujah.
What's wrong with you? If you don't want to believe with me, then get out of here. What do you want to even hear for?
Hallelujah.
Are you devils out there glued to the radio? What do you...
Oh,
what do you want to get no money? I don't want any of your money. Get out of your money. Money ain't going to be no good.
Amen. Oh, bless you, man.
Iniquity is something, Lord. State of Oklahoma's already demanded.
Hallelujah.
Everybody get vaccination. There's several countries in Africa. Everybody is in a lockdown waiting for vaccinations.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I wish I could say, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But I got too many iniquitous people. They betray you.
Bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hello?
Bless you, Lord.
Now, have you got your vaccination yet? No. But you can't go any further then. You either let's vaccinate you right here now, or you go to a concentrate or to a center.
Yep.
You think they're planned? They're not. They've already got it in place. It's already in place.
Amen.
It's already in place.
Lord Jesus, yes, Lord.
Well, everybody back there, they overcome. They ain't got one. Oh, you wouldn't betray, would you? Huh? Ain't nobody betrayed me any more than the people on these grounds.
Oh, my Lord God.
Who start taking issue with me.
bless your name. Hallelujah.
You really weren't taking issue with me, though, were you? You're taking issue with God. God raised me up. Not you.
Yes.
He don't know what he's doing. Tell that to him.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Bless you, Lord. Bless you.
You better wake up, saints.
Bless you, Lord.
Because this thing is coming to a head.
Oh, yes, thank God.
It really is.
Thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise.
Yes, God.
I will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent.
Oh, yes, God.
I've hidden it from the wise.
Yes, God.
And the prudent.
Oh, God.
Where is the wise? Where is the scribe?
Oh, God.
Where is the disputer of this world?
Oh, God.
Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world?
Oh, God.
For after that is the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God.
Oh, God.
To please God.
God.
By the foolishness of raising up a prophet, preacher.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
To save them that believe.
Oh, God.
The Jews require a sign. The Greeks seek after wisdom.
Oh,
but we preach Christ crucified. Unto the Jews, a stumbling block.
Oh, God.
Now unto the Greeks, foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the force of God is greater than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. You see your calling, brother? How that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble.
Oh, God. Yes,
that God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty.
Yes,
and the base things of the world. And the things which are despised hath God chosen. Yea. And the things which are not to bring to naught the things that are.
Oh, God.
That no flesh should glory in his presence.
No.
But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who is of God, is made unto wisdom and righteousness, sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, there's a lot more things that came to me throughout the night. Sometimes I lay and say, God, please help me to remember that, because it's just some of the things he speaks to my heart in order to try to, when I try, he does. He motivates me. There's been a time. There's one coming after me. It was... Now, I say that over and over again. A son of man is a man with a specific message for a specific time period. And I have the message, a burning message. This is the last generation. That's why these guys are liars. America's not going to repent. The people are not going to repent. And I'm not sure whether you are.
Oh, help, Lord.
You keep hardening yourself and keep shrugging your shoulder at me.
Hallelujah.
And don't think you need no repentance.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, we don't mess around, Peter, don't. Still, they need no repentance.
Amen. Thank you.
As long as you're in this body, you're going to need repentance.
Oh, yes, Lord. Glory.
Hallelujah.
And don't repent for somebody else. Pray for yourself. Thus saith the Lord God. To the prince of Tyrus. Because thine heart, which is actually Satan, or a figure of Satan, Tyrus.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Please just believe it, will you?
Hallelujah. Glory, God. Bless you.
Thus saith the Lord God, because thine heart is lifted up, And thou hast said, I am a God.
Oh, God.
I sit in the seat of God.
Oh.
In the midst of the seed. Yet thou art a man.
Oh, God.
Man of sin.
Yes.
And not God.
Not God.
Though thou set thine heart as the heart of God.
Yes, God.
Behold, thou art wiser than Daniel.
Oh, God.
There is no secret that cannot hide from thee.
No.
You're a pretty wise old devil, aren't you?
Oh.
He knows, doesn't he?
Amen.
He knows you almost as good as God.
My God.
Yes, he does.
Oh,
he got
God.
You pegged. With thy wisdom, with thy understanding,
oh,
thou hast gotten thee riches.
Oh, God.
And had gold and silver into thy treasure.
Oh, God.
By thy great wisdom and by thy traffic hast thou increased thy riches.
Oh, you God.
Very rich God. And thine heart is lifted up because of thy riches. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, because thou hast set thine heart as the heart of God.
My Lord.
Behold, therefore.
Therefore.
I will bring strangers upon thee.
Yes, Lord.
The terrible of the nations.
Oh, God.
And they shall draw their swords against the beauty of thy wisdom.
Oh, God.
And they shall defile thy brightness.
Oh, God.
Lord, there's so much to the Lord. The point I want to get across here is that Lucifer was a created being.
Yes, yes.
But he was not created in time, so he's eternal.
Yes.
Now, see, it's hard to explain it. I just know that it's not going to do. Yeah, all the angels, remember, before God ever started to reveal himself to us, he was God all by himself. He was God all by himself. He was God all by himself. So one day he said to himself, it's not good for God to be alone. What good is being a God all by himself? No good at that. So I'm an almighty God. I got all power. So I'm going to make my power known.
Yes, God.
So I started creating.
Yes.
Before time.
Oh, God.
Before time.
Before time.
So I created before time. And he created angels. And the Apostle Paul said it like this. He said, eyes have not even seen.
Hallelujah.
There's no way to describe it.
No. Oh.
Oh, come on. You read it in the book. You peel or something that you challenge almost every word I say.
Oh, God.
Paul didn't say that.
Oh, God.
He said, eyes have not seen.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God.
See, there are three heavens.
Amen.
You know, this is so clear to me. The first heaven is the one you see right there.
Yeah.
That's the first heaven. And those heavens that you can see. The second one is space. We're up there too. That's where your satellites are. You?
Yeah. Hallelujah.
We can see that. We can go up there.
Yeah.
No, we can.
Yeah.
We have done it.
Yeah.
We do it.
Yeah.
But we don't get a third heaven. That's the spirit heaven. That's the heaven of heaven. We're God dwelling. And the only way you're going to get there is by the spirit.
Yeah.
Paul said, I knew a man 50 years ago, said, was in a body, right? But I really can't tell you. But he would call up
to
the third heaven, the spirit. He said, I saw things. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Well, what words? Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither hath it entered. Aren't you feel amazed how good I quote these scriptures?
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to go check it out over here, please?
Oh, God.
Thank you.
Oh, God.
The next person, but unto us.
Unto us.
Yes. Hath he revealed or given us an understanding of it?
Yes.
By the Spirit.
Yes.
We're talking the Spirit kingdom.
Hallelujah. Glory.
See, sometimes you get the Spirit, you'll see things that natural eyes can't see. No power over. I'm not sold out. sin. I don't owe it nothing. I don't owe sin nothing. I owe him all. Glory be to God who saved me from my sin. Glory be to God. Yes, sir. Yes, maybe you see my sins in your heart. You owe him in spirit. Glory be to God. Come to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
You start getting spiritual understanding. You look at your brother spiritual. And you won't see his flesh.
Yes,
Lord. No, you won't.
Hallelujah.
Oh. Everybody knows that all flesh is like grass.
Hallelujah.
I don't care whose it is.
Yes, Lord.
It's all rotten, stinky, smelly. Even when it does good.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Oh.
That really takes a godly humility, boy. With iniquity everywhere.
Oh.
See, so Satan was a created being.
Yes. Glory.
The first thing God did was he created the angels.
Hallelujah.
He began creation in the eternal world. And you know, he constantly creates. Of his kingdom, of his creation, there can be no end. No end. See, we have an end now because it's time. You use time for beginning and end. But in eternity, there's no time. That's why the devil's not, he's not going to end. He can't be captured. I thought if I talk like this, some of you folks get excited with me. Have me a little old mind. But you got to go back and understand. See, he actually created Lucifer to be destroyed.
That's right. Hallelujah.
That's what he did.
Yes.
He made all the angelic beings in the eternal kingdom. He's no one. I got to make my power known.
Hallelujah. Glory.
So he goes out and makes another angel, Lucifer, puts him right up next to his throne.
Hallelujah.
Right next to him.
Yes.
Yeah, amen.
Oh, I know I've done this. See, out of all the angel hosts, he named three. Gabriel, Michael, Lucifer. Names is always authority.
Yeah.
In other words, that you rule over somebody, or you direct somebody.
Yeah.
Authority.
Yes.
This generation despised dominion. They despised somebody telling them something.
Yes.
Even they tell you to do right.
Yes.
We still don't tell me.
Yes.
Come on, people.
Okay.
Come on.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Corruption.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to admit them that the corruption told us what to do. We obeyed that one, didn't we? We obey the flesh, huh?
Hallelujah.
What part of your life have you corrupted?
Yes.
Your family, your children, your kinfolk, your relationship, your jobs.
Yes.
What part of the ministries have been corrupted?
My Lord God.
When I tell you how God brought me out of that corruption.
Oh, Jesus.
Mm. Thank you, Lord.
First of all, we don't take no offerings.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Unheard of.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Nowhere.
Nope.
Right. Somebody says, well, we don't take an offering, we have a little box in the back. Right? I don't even have that.
Yeah, right.
Hello?
My Lord, thank you, Father.
Look at it. You folks don't realize how unique that is. Yeah, they made merchandise. I was telling Brother Kay, I said, how we made merchandise with divine healing.
Amen.
Merchandise with miracle.
Yes, Lord.
I even told you how Brother Allen told me, because I was asking him why he used the technique to receive all. He said, if you were covetous, you'll be able to covetous, then they'll give you anything they got.
Amen.
They will, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Covetousness, which is idolatry.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh,
yes,
Lord.
Amen. You ever been covered?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
Yes.
It's worship. Well, it's worship of yourself.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
You know, I can prove it to you, but I'm not going to do it. But I promise you, I get on the radio. I promise.
Yeah.
I get on the radio. I did the other day. I just happened to mention the prayer club.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say, hey, Master, please sign the prayer club. I can take that prayer club. I probably would. People listen to me right now. They actually hear me doing it.
Right.
Promise you.
Hallelujah.
See, now, I'm being very careful because I don't want myself, so I'm still going to do it.
Right. Yeah,
and I said, now y'all send me $20 offering and I'm going to wear this prayer cloth. You tell me what's wrong with you and I'm going to put the prayer cloth, put your name on it, and I'll put your disease on it, wear it on my body, I'll send it back to you. And you see the money that comes over
there.
Yeah, sure.
Sure it is. Yeah. But I'm not going to do it because I've already met. See, God specifically told me not to do that anymore.
Amen. And
I don't.
God.
I won't.
Thank you, God.
Thank you.
When God started the healing revival, all these men worked together. Then when they found how much money you could make, they took their own type of ministry, made merchandise, and they were doing prophecy. Can you people don't understand it. If you go out here and you got $100,000, I was trying to explain to brother, we don't have, listen, We have less than 1,500 people who are active on our mailing list.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
That's all.
Hallelujah.
These other guys got...
Yeah, amen.
I remember telling you a story about a fellow named Al who had a couple hundred thousand people on his mailing list.
Yeah, amen.
And one day, he sent out 100,000 letters. Back in those days, you could send out 5 letters for a penny.
Mm-hmm.
5 letters for a penny. I said, third class mail, you can send 5 letters for a penny. It took me a long time before I started doing it because I didn't know about it. These guys wouldn't tell me about it. You hear me? So he sent out 100,000 letters.
Hallelujah.
And he put a dollar, a literal dollar in every letter.
Yeah.
Now, first of all, he had it. That's a lot of money, man.
Yep.
Hmm? That's $100,000. And I worked with it. I said, what are you doing? Oh, I said, I'm going to get a good offering on this. I said, what are you talking about? Well, he said, put the $100 down there. And he said to people, I bless this for you all.
Yeah.
Put this in your wallet and carry around with it. And you start asking God for something you want, and he's going to give it to you. And then you turn back and send me a $20 offering. Well, out of the 100,000, he might have got 20 or 30,000 back. Figure it out. Come on. 30,000, $20 offering. Come on, figure it out. Huh?
600,000.
For a $100,000 investment. That's a pretty good investment.
Yeah.
Come on. If you only got $5.
Amen.
They all knew that everybody was going to write them back, but they worked the percentage.
Yeah.
Amen.
I have to deliver it out of that because I tried it and it worked. It worked. When I was, it would work. But God said, no, you got to stop it.
Amen. Thank God. Yes, Lord. Glory.
Glory.
That's why I stand amazed. I stopped doing all them things.
Jesus.
And then God gave me money.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Lord.
Yeah. It sure has. Unmark them, Lord. Amen.
The one point I'd like to strike home. I'm telling you. The preachers... and the religious people today that are putting themselves out, they're all talking about the end time now.
Yep.
But they got this little old thing, we're going to come back to God, and they're building their own kingdom.
Right.
Hey, come on, a man go up here and build $1 million studio, you don't choose to come.
No.
That's the reason why we built like it here, because this ain't our current place. This tabernacle won't be a doghouse in the kingdom. And there'll be no dog there either. Shall we stand? Let me just tell you a little tip, okay? It will be worth it all. Because these people are doing away with this time period that God laid out. In the beginning, God created time. So let's not be confused about why he created time. Let us understand the purpose of time. And the main purpose of beginning time is to end it. Anything God began, he made it very clear, it was going to end. I hope the end of the world come. That's where we are in time. We got 1,000 years to go, which is the kingdom age, which is the absolute final act of restoration.
Yes.
Gonna bring Satan back up out? Turn him loose? Hard to believe it that people, a third of mankind? The Bible says a third will come up. Huh? And Satan's gonna come up with a third, and God say, man, that's what you started with. He started with a third. He ends with a third. You lose, boy. He got a third of the angels under him. That third will be entered. Angel will enter into him. Demon. That's what's happening to the world. God tells him, but you know, Peter, you really are something. You really are. You can't tell your thing because your peanut brain mind will refuse to accept. Right out here in Texas, a man was put on an electric chair or they killed him. And a man was a murderer who took a little boy, sodomized him, then killed him and then ate him. I said he ate him. Confessed to him. Bragged about it. So now he has his last meal coming up. When you get ready, and they ask him what he wanted, he said, oh, little boy, so I can eat him.
Yeah, amen, sure. Amen, brother.
Hey!
Yes,
Lord. Amen.
Oh, God, yes.
It's America.
Yeah.
We got a demon-possessed society. I try to tell you, when the man of sin is finally healed, everybody outside of Christ is going to be possessed with the devil.
Yeah, at least one. Maybe more.
Demon spirits are everywhere.
Amen.
Look how they come even among us.
Hallelujah.
Oh, come on.
Jesus.
What do you think depression is?
Right.
What do you think obsession is?
Yeah.
What do you think physical oppression is? It's a demon.
Yeah.
It's a demon power.
Yeah.
We're war.
Oh.
It's not what you eat. It's the devil. And God anointed Jesus now with the Holy Ghost, who went about doing good, healing all that was oppressed. Oh, we wait for the manifestation of the sons of God so he can heal all of us who are oppressed. I've tried to explain that to you many times.
Amen.
Oppression has to do with the mind.
Amen.
Oppression has to do with the body.
Amen.
And possession has to do with the self.
Yes, sir. Amen.
He starts with the mind, then the body, back and forth. He's after your soul.
Yes,
and he's wise.
Yes,
he's winning a lot of souls.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He's winning.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
A lot of souls.
Yes.
So you be as wise as a servant.
Right now.
You figure him out. Get the jump, because you got the wisdom of God. He got the wisdom of the world. Come on, people. I'm almost afraid to let you people go. You go so quick. So quick, easy, so easily removed. God bless you.
Oh, you a trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm. Imolo Kosaya. Lambo Koria Seya. Imashekia. Lopo. Lambo Kesia. Lato Koba Lamaseya. Yea, the word of the Lord would say unto this world, and yea, even to my people, you have mocked my servant. You have just treated him spitefully. You have rejected the words that I have spoken to his mouth. And you have challenged the integrity of his heart. This is my servant. He's not his own. You have touched an apple of my eye because you will not hear. Therefore, because you have not heard, calamity upon calamity, and tragedy upon tragedy, and evil upon evil, and destruction upon destruction shall be upon this place, saith the Lord.